bluegrass, Sammy. What do you say?
Yes, this one is a Bill Monroe tune. Y'all know who Bill Monroe is, right? Father of bluegrass.
Father of bluegrass.
Yes, sir.
Well, the father of bluegrass, there must be a mother of bluegrass. Yes, Sammy? Please. Who would that? Yonder stands the mother of bluegrass. How's that possible?
Well, it all came, I was at a festival in the 70s, and I happened to walk by Bill and the Bluegrass Boys, and I heard him say to one of the guys in his band, "There goes the mother."
Destroying a perfectly fine musical form, ladies and gentlemen.
I guess I'm the mother of bluegrass. But actually, this was one of the earliest of the Bill Monroe tunes with the Bluegrass Boys that he ever recorded. And it was recorded actually before there was a banjo player in the Bluegrass Boys. So this is the original instrumentation
right here.
That this was cut with, or this was recorded
with. There you go. We're just going back in time.
Why didn't he stick with that?
Well, what I forgot to tell you, Edgar, was that in the original format, we need to black out a couple of the bass player's teeth. That was part of bluegrass at the time, so. You've got the notes, you just don't have the look.
It's not necessary in this band. Instead, we just tune the string down right before coming on the stage.
I tried to tell him if he would just learn, if he just start doing that hillbilly slap, he too could someday play in Branson, Missouri. he won't go along with it. So, let's do it this way then. And here's the old Monroe tune called Tennessee Blues.